My guest is the Associate Director for TimeForChangeFoundation.org. Vanessa Perez is joining us to tell us about this organization that has a slogan of "We call it home, others call it hope." We're going to learn about it. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, what is TimeForChangeFoundation.org?
So Time for Change Foundation, we provide shelter services, permanent supportive housing, affordable housing, and services for homeless women and children. And the goal is really to help them reach self-sufficiency. Our mission is to empower disenfranchised low-income individuals and families by building leadership through evidence-based programs and housing to create self-sufficiency and thriving communities.
Well, tell us the story of the kinds of things that happen there. Give us a feel for it. You see firsthand the good work it's doing. Tell us about it.
Well, one thing that I would love to highlight is the fact that we end homelessness. We don't recycle homelessness. So oftentimes you see women and children coming in and out of different shelters, but our goal is really to take our women all the way to self-sufficiency. So we don't have a time limit on the time that our women can stay here. Every situation and every family is unique and different, and so we work with them based on their needs and what they need so that we can get them to a place where they can reach that self-sufficiency. Another thing I want to highlight is the fact that we reunify children with their mothers, and we're really giving kids their moms back. To date, we've helped exactly 227 children be reunited with their mothers. And so those are some of just the few, many things that we see going on here at Time for Change Foundation.
So walk us through the challenge out there. We read in the paper and hear on the news about how rampant homelessness is. For one thing, the cost of living in California is just so high, and housing's not very affordable. Where do you meet people in their lives, and what do you do?
Well, one of the biggest challenges that we do see is the lack of affordable housing. San Bernardino is one of the biggest areas that has a majority of people living in poverty. And so we know that because they are living in poverty and they don't have a high income, that the lack of affordable housing is actually crucial. And so what we've done to alleviate that issue is we've developed our own affordable housing called the Phoenix Square, which is really the model of low-income housing in the Inland Empire. And so what we are working to do is to develop more affordable housing so that way more of our families can have access to not just an affordable housing but safe and decent housing. So that's one of the biggest issues, is just not having a place to stay. There's kids who don't get to go to the same school for a year at a time, and in turn that affects their ability to learn and to grow and to succeed and thrive in life. And so that's one of the hugest things. And there's not very much access to that, to public housing. The wait list right now, there's about 35,000 people on the public housing wait list when there's only 9,000 slots available. So we really are working hard to try to get more affordable housing for our families.
So walk us through this. So does your phone ring or does someone walk in, and what happens?
All of the above. So people can call us, they can call our phones, and we start a process with them with an over-the-phone interview, and then we'll schedule them to come on in. Other times we've had women just come in and ask for assistance. We work with community partners throughout the inland region, and we have different services that we provide and offer. We've gone into different programs in the county, as well as different like jails and prisons. And so we do presentations and we talk about our services. And really a lot of word of mouth is what gets people to call us and to come and seek our services that we offer for homeless women and children.
And can we share the phone number?
Sure. It's 909-886-2994.
909-886-2994.
Yes.
And the folks who approach you are women and children?
Yes.
And what happens? Is there an immediate need for housing and shelter, and what do you do?
Usually, always, there's an immediate need for shelter. And unfortunately, you know, we can't help everybody, every single woman that comes in, but we do have amazing resources. And so it really just depends on the family's need and the dynamic and the availability. And so what we do is we talk to them, we interview them, we get them through the process, and when we have the availability, they come to our shelter. We do permanent supportive housing, and so if we have apartments available, we'll get them in there. Sometimes they might not necessarily need a shelter. They might just need assistance getting to their own apartment because they might have an income. And so we assist them with getting their own apartments. Whatever it is that they need, we definitely assist them with that, and we meet them where they are.
What are some of the issues that surround this? Because I've heard when it comes to homelessness, there can be a wide variety of factors. Obviously, as you mentioned, if you don't have a job that pays well, you're going to be homeless. Are there other issues? Are there any substance issues that have to be dealt with, or mental health issues that you have to address? What has to be done to really solve this issue for an individual?
Well, first and foremost, of course, it's housing. It's having a place to rest your head at night. You can't really have a job if you don't have a place to take a shower and get ready, if you don't have a place to eat and have a warm meal and have a place where you can clean yourself up and rest and be able to go out and do those things. There are an amount, and there is a population of people that do suffer from mental health issues and who do suffer from substance abuse issues. And so we definitely connect them to the right resources that they need so that they can get the treatment that they need, so that they can perform well in the job and have the opportunity to go on an interview. We connect them with resources so that they can get clothes and business clothes. A lot of our women, they come in and they don't have very much. And so we provide them with clothes so that they can look great and feel confident. And we really just teach them and build them up on having those types of job skills and having the confidence that they need to go into an interview and know that you can get this and you can have this. And so we really just provide that support. We have case managers here who work one-on-one with our women and our children, and we come at it with a strength-based approach. And so we really build our women up and meet them where they are, so that way they can address the needs that they have, whether they need counseling or whether they need substance abuse treatment. We make sure that we get that to them and that they receive everything that they need so that they can be successful.
We are visiting with Vanessa Perez and the folks from Time for Change Foundation. We want to ask a little bit about success stories. And you don't have to mention names, but I'm sure you get to see some things that almost bring a tear to an eye, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, one of my favorite stories is one of the women. She's actually been here for a year now, but the way that she came in, it was actually in the night. It was a rainy night, and she was walking down the street with her toddler at her side, and she was holding her infant, and she went inside of this, what she thought was a church, but it was actually a mortuary, and so she asked them if she could go in and just pray a little bit, and she shared with us that she had just prayed and was like, okay, God, if you just tell me one more time, I promise I won't go back to what I used to do. And so when she came out, she met up with a group of women, and they were actually Time for Change Foundation women, and so they saw that she was with her daughters, and she was crying, and so they said, what's going on? Can I help you? And she just told them that, you know, she was homeless. And so what they did was that they called the staff, and it was in the evening. We have our groups here for our women in the evenings, and so we came down, and the women were just so helpful, and they were like, she can stay with me, or she can stay with me. But we were like, well, hold on, let's see what, you know, where she is and what she needs. And so we put her in a motel room for the night, and we fed her and her children. And in the morning, she came into Time for Change Foundation. We got her into our shelter, and that following day, she woke up, and her daughters woke up to toys and gifts under Christmas tree. It was actually Christmas Eve. And so today, her and her daughters are thriving. They are successful. She's employed. She actually is a receptionist, and she has her own apartment, and her daughters, they're still young, but her older daughter is now in preschool, and her baby's going to childcare, and they're just thriving and doing well. And who would ever thought, you know, it doesn't matter what time of the year it is or what it is that you're going through, there's always help, and there's always something available for them, and that's what we want to be able to provide for these homeless women and children. And so that is just one of the many success stories that really, I think, touches my heart over and over again, because they could have just still been out on the streets hadn't it been for other women in the program. See, it wasn't even our staff. It was the other women who saw themselves in her And they reached out and they helped and brought her in. And now because of that, they're succeeding.
Very powerful story. Got to talk funding, because all this can't be cheap. I mean, it's got to cost some money to do what you do.
Oh, yeah.
How do you do it? Do you get grants? Do you get government support, private support, all of the above? Walk us through how TimeForChangeFoundation.org is funded.
Okay, definitely. Well, of course, the funding is one of the hugest needs, and we always like to say, you know, it's another job that we do, because we wouldn't be able to be here without the support of our funders and our donors. And yes, we do apply for grants, and those could be through private foundations or government, but we do fundraisers, and we fundraise throughout the year. One of our biggest fundraisers is held in April, and it's our annual awards gala, which everyone and anyone is always invited to come out and support. And it's such a prestigious event, because we're able to have a dinner and all of our women come. We don't leave anyone at home. They come and they get dressed up, and people come and they see them and they're so surprised that they're even clients, because they are dressed immaculate. And so that is our biggest fundraiser of the year every April. And we do that one. And we also, we've had a 5K before. We've had volunteers come in and do small fundraisers, and then just our regular supporters of the community. Anyone can donate. Right now we have a 2017 campaign where we have asked people to donate $20.17 a month in the year of 2017, and you can do that in one lump sum. You can do that beyond 2017, but we're just constantly looking at new ways to develop new campaigns and fundraise. We have people come in all the time and take tours of our facilities and come in and volunteer their time. And that really, when they come and they see our shelters, it's beyond what they would ever thought, because we're not your typical shelter. We have homes that we place our women and children in, and we're a family sound model. And so people, when they see that, they can't help but want to support and want to give. And so,
well, with that, we're out of time. I need to share the phone number and email address one last time.
Okay, so phone number 909-886-2994, and my email is vperez@timeforchangefoundation.org.
Vanessa Perez, thanks so much for sharing with us about this helping organization in the community, timeforchangefoundation.org. Thank you for being on the program and for what you do.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're out of time on this edition of our program.